Oh, it's just a tiny lie, a small sin. Superficially, that's what Adam and Eve did in the garden appears to be, while in fact it was a large expression of disobedience to God, which placed all of mankind under sin. This is probably why when I get to heaven, one of the first things I want to do is seek out Adam, find him, grab him by the shoulders and say, "What are you thinking?" There are those who excuse their acts of disobedience by trying to convince others that since they walk in God's word, what they did, that doesn't count. It's just a little lie. Small sin. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 16 and 17, "Moreover, I saw under the sun, in the place of judgment, wickedness was there, and in the place of righteousness, inequity was there. I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time there for every purpose and for every work." There are no free passes. The Bible can't make it any more clearer. You see in Proverbs chapter 6 verses 16 through 19, "There are six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren." But when we come to God and confess our sins, he will forgive us. We're taught in Romans chapter 3, verse 24, "being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." That doesn't mean you can go back out, repeat your sin, and come back asking once again for that same forgiveness. Cleansing doesn't just mean that God has washed away your sins and has blotted them out of his memory, which he has, but it also means that through your confession, you personally identified your sinful act and signify knowledge of it. Now, how can a child of God do that only to go back out and repeat the act? God is our Savior, who will protect us from all temptation. This is what we find in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18, "And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen." This is why there's an important divider to understand, too, is the difference between faith and ego. Going back to Ecclesiastes, this time chapter 7, verse 8, "The end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit." We serve God with humility while we confess our sins with detailed certainty. That is what takes us to the path of salvation.